Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Holy hell. Andy, a hot sauce with the name Napalm in it. Handle with care. Wow.
How are you feeling over there, Craig?
I had a second one in the break. I might have the third one, the curry one, the ginger curry. That one's delicious. Bro, that ninja napalm is hot.
Dude, your eyes are glossy.
My eyes are glossy, watering. Yep. I'm sweating.
But now you want to drink water. There you go, Craig. There you go.
I have to be able to do, they don't pay me to eat chicken wings, Anthony. They pay me to do a radio show. And I'm going to need some more water for sure because I'm almost out. Oh. Oh, my God. I mean, that was fun. I can't wait to watch it back and hope that it's as entertaining as it felt. For all I know, I just look like a total buffoon. Whew. Yeah. So, those are your hot wings, everybody. We did the bet. We did the thing. And now I have to try to do the rest of a radio show.
I also feel like I have 100 push-ups or eat those wings again?
I think 100 push-ups.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't hurt, but it does. My face feels not like my face. Would that make any sense?
A little bit.
I also feel, one thing I really messed up on, though, is, like, it's chicken wings. I feel like I have chicken wing, like, shrapnel in my teeth.
Ah, that's the worst.
I'm trying to get it out, but every time, my tongue hits my teeth, some of the hot sauce is still on my teeth. My mouth gets hot again. Anyway, it's time for the pick six at six.
The six biggest Commander storylines.
It is caught!
Delivered at 6 o'clock sharp. It's the pick six at six.
We set out to find a leader, someone who could take this franchise to the next level and build an elite team that consistently competes for championships.
Oh, man, you want to get your heart rate up? You can do a couple of different things. You can exercise. You can eat ridiculously hot chicken wings, or you can watch a Commanders game.
Number one.
The cardiac Commanders strike again. So Dan Quinn asked today how he feels at the end of some of these close games.
No, it's awesome. It's like the best part of coaching because it's like right with everything on the line. And it's my most favorite part of it all, like being like 10 toes down with guys that you really love and care about. Like for it, it's like it's the best. And so doing that kind of hard with really good people, like that's honestly as fun as it gets. And so they don't always work out in your favor, but just being in that arena and that type of competitive, man, like you cannot feel more alive than in that spot. When the anticipation and the competitiveness is that high, it's really
real fun. Real fun. I always like that much more as a player than as a coach, because as a player, you have control. As a coach, you're just hoping that you did all the right stuff, and you can have a level of confidence and calm, but ultimately, it's not your call. What happens, you can just send your players out there. Now, when one of your players is Jaden Daniels, I'd imagine that's a lot more fun. When did Dan Quinn realize that he had this level of poise and how that poise has actually even progressed throughout this season?
Best first, I would say, closing time moment for him. It was in our second game against the Giants, and we were really loving to kick field goals back then. I mean, we were on it. And I believe we were tied. You get to check and see if that's true. But going into that space, just a absolute locked-in person, not any differential, hey, whatever you think's best. That when they nervous, you know, throwing the ball around, it was just, whoom. And so that's, you know, probably the opening page of, you know, the journey of that here. And there's been a lot of chapters in between that have earned that. But that would have been the first chapter, that in that moment of his first drive to go win a game, like, man, he had played that thing hundreds of times. So it wasn't a hope or, you know, this should be fun. It was like, this is going to go down. So it was, that was probably chapter one.
Many chapters since, but that was the game where Austin Seibert kicked 7 field goals, and it was like, the Commanders have fixed their kicking problems. Turns out there was more steps in that journey, and Zane Gonzalez, of course, doinks them in to the divisional round.
Number two.
In the divisional round, they'll face Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions. So, what has Dan Quinn perhaps taken from Dan Campbell that he has implemented in D.C.?
Well, one, I think he's done a fantastic job. And so just you see the play style and then identity. And those are the things as a coach, John, that you're really, you know, want to make sure that it's rock solid and crystal clear. And so, we've certainly followed him. And also having Lance here, who came from Detroit, give insights onto how things turn and why. And so, it was all really beneficial.
And then with guys like Zach and Bobby, has their impact been?
So, play style. That to me is the number one thing that if I'm watching a Dan Quinn or a Dan Campbell team, I notice. Of course, from a game management standpoint, there's all the fourth down stuff. So, Dan Quinn asked today on being more aggressive and teams doing that now in a way that was not the case when he was the head coach in Atlanta the first time around that he was a head coach.
Yeah, it's definitely different, and it has to do a lot with your team, too, in terms of how you play. But, we had known that, from an efficiency standpoint, they're excellent at it, we're excellent at it, so obviously, you know, big parts of the game to go through it. So it has changed a lot, Ben. You're right to know that, maybe a model at one time has changed, and that's kind of like one of the cool parts about football, man, where things evolve and change and going. And so you want to be bold without being reckless, and finding the right spaces, what the opponent does, what you guys do. So it's not one size fits all, but where are you at in the game? What do you need? So it's definitely, moved from middle of it to, near the top of the game making, game decisions.
And Quinn, we talked about, can we get a little more Dan Campbell in our Dan Quinn? He's had that in this 6-game winning streak. He has been way more aggressive going for it on fourth down, avoiding short field goals, and just saying, hey, in defense, if we don't get this, it's up to you. But when you have the best fourth down conversion rate in the NFL in 25 years, when it's about your team, well, that becomes a lot easier to then continue to go for it.
Number three.
Divisional round weekend, when you're the lowest seed remaining, means you get the team that's coming off the bye. Detroit has had a week off. They played, obviously, the very important final game of the regular season to get this week off. So what's it like playing this Detroit team, and what's it like preparing for them knowing that they're coming off the extra rest?
No different from our end. And just in terms of the what-ifs, you don't go there. They've got a huge playbook. So for us to, draw some stuff up in the dirt and say this might happen, like, no way, no can do. And so there's plenty of stuff that they have that we've got to really be rock solid and ready. Like, run game's excellent. The playback pass that goes off of that is excellent. So the matchups that we have to dig into. So more than anything, our consistency does come down to us. It's that communication to go, and communication is big. All the shifts and motions they have, the crowd noise, it's an absolutely fantastic, place that'll be lit. And so those are the things that we have to put our time and attention on, the things that we can control.
Got to stay the same. That has been Dan Quinn's message all season long, and it doesn't surprise me to hear that. Like, they're on an extra rest. Okay, what are we going to do about it? We're just going to go out there and play football. And by the way, Commanders are on a short week because they go Sunday to Saturday. And last question for DQ that we'll hear before we take a break, come back for part two of our pick six, is on if his approach to the playoffs has changed at all during his career. He's had a lot of experience. He's had some really tough losses. He's also won a bunch of games. You don't get to a Super Bowl unless you win playoff games. So he's done that, even if when he got there, that was probably the most heartbreaking loss of his career and of most coaches' career. So has there been a change in his approach?
Yeah, for sure. And we're talking about like Dave's role, you know, being a significant part of that. And going back to Ben's point, like in 10 years, a lot has changed in terms of how we go about things to do that. But yeah, I certainly learned a lot going through that process, learning it and saying, okay, this would be some things that I would do different. Those changes have they began in the offseason. You know, the amount of times I've spent in certain spots. But as far as playoffs go, every game's a championship game. And that's what makes it so much fun, because you can't place one versus the other. Man, like for us, all there is Saturday night. Like that's all, you know, it's just that. And so it's not down the line or down the road. And so being in that fight Saturday night, we've earned it, but that's the only fight we're in. So like we're going after it as hard as we can.
Saturday night, 8:15, going to be fun. Pre-game, well, kind of, we've already started. We're getting ready all week long, but mid-afternoon we'll have coverage live and local here on the Team 980 starting at 3. When we get back, you'll hear not only more from Dan Quinn, but from Jaden Daniels as well. But first, let's get an update on the latest in the world of women's sports presented by Wawa. Chicken how you want it at Wawa with customizable crispy or roasted chicken sandwiches. Pick 6 at 6 continues here on the Hoffman Show on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. There are more chicken wing updates. We'll get to them 6:30. If you've been with us, we'll update how my face is feeling. We'll update where my heart rate is. We'll update the other foods I've eaten to stem the tide of my face feeling like it was falling off there for a second. Thanks to picking football games incorrectly. Anthony?
I love that for you, Craig.
Yeah, because you were the one who picked them correctly.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, moving on. Continuing on with our pick 6 at 6, biggest Commanders notes of the day. By the way, today, Dan Quinn, Jaden Daniels. Tomorrow typically is the day that you get them, but because the Commanders are playing on Saturday, they bump everything up. So tomorrow you'll hear from Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt Jr. in this slot. But we continue with more thoughts on the cardiac Commanders, and those thoughts come from Jaden Daniels.
Number 4.
Jaden is the orchestrator of so many of these comebacks, all but the one against Dallas, and there's just something to having that chance in the final minute to be able to win a football game, and that seems to bring the absolute best out of him, and he was asked about that today.
I mean, it's like kind of what he says, what you live for. It's what you kind of play the sport for. To when it's time to go out there and make plays, you're going to see who rides to the occasion and make plays. So, you know, we kind of thrive there. Obviously, we would rather go out there and win by 20. But when those situations come up, that's what DQ and them preach so much, and they teach us about situational football. So we're always prepared for those moments.
And that's the thing, the mental, like psychological side of it, those guys are ready and they've done it, but there's also a schematic excellence, an execution and game management excellence that they've had. And Jaden was asked about that element of it as well, that preparation for late game situations.
I think you kind of just see how much time you're going to get with kind of the clock. You know, you could get the ball back at even this amount of time, obviously bearing if like a turnover or something doesn't happen. But I mean, it's kind of just staying in the moment, not worried too much about what the outcome could be, what the end of the score, what could happen there. It's like, hey, when we get an opportunity to go out there, and you got to go out there and make some plays, let's do it.
And they've done it time and time again. Next up, Detroit.
Number 5.
Jaden asked about, as you would imagine, the Detroit defense as he prepares for the Lions on Saturday night.
Yeah, good defense. They get their hands on the ball, obviously, with Kirby and I'll call him BB, but Brian Branch. Obviously, up front, what they could do, create pressure, play some man coverage because they trust their guys on the outside. You know, it's going to be a challenge for us.
I think it's a huge challenge, and part of it is going to be an exercise in patience. Like, Terry's going to have one-on-ones a lot in this game. When do you send him deep? When do you throw those deep balls? How often do you take your shots? It's really tempting against man coverage to just dial it up. But can you actually be patient and just create, you know, some chaos underneath, run your mesh concepts, run your spot concepts, or I guess not your spot concepts, but run your stuff out of bunches that get you those easy spot routes underneath. With some traffic in front that make it easy to see, okay, yeah, this guy's going to spring free or not. You run those man beaters, and some of them have deeper options, and sometimes it's just pick your matchup and knowing when to pick it and when to just say, like, hey, let's check it down to the back who's in man coverage on a linebacker, and maybe he can make that guy miss in space. Like, there's a lot of, I think, coaching on philosophy of how aggressive you need to be this week, and that is coupled with the play calling, and I think that's going to be an interesting chess match to watch between Cliff Kingsbury and Aaron Glenn. As for Dan Quinn's role in all of it, what does he see from a Lions defense that ranks pretty well in a whole lot of categories and is getting their defensive coordinator head coaching looks?
Lots of man-to-man, aggressive. And I think the third downs, you know, with Aaron and their crew has been really rock solid and strong. But those would be some things that stand out to me of things that they're excellent at.
I think the fact that they get those guys playing hard, playing fast, playing physical through all the injuries is really, really remarkable. It's just one of the most impressive coaching jobs to me that any coordinator has done all season, because they have shut down some really good offenses as they've battled through. Now, yeah, did Matthew Stafford get him at one point this year? Sure. Have some other guys had some okay days or some even good days? Yes. But they've pretty much always done enough, and they've in fact at times, including that game against Minnesota to close out the season, just done an exceptional job. Something that Dan Quinn certainly took notice of as well.
It's really a remarkable job, I thought, by Aaron and their defensive staff. It's not an easy thing to do, but one thing that has really I've respected is so many times when you see a team have injuries, they change to play differently, or let's play more of this, which they never did. This is how we get down. And I thought, what a great message by Aaron to say, this is who we play, and they weren't going to let one set of circumstances take them out of that. And so I thought there's some boldness and confidence that goes with that. And so I think it's a great lesson.
Just be you. If you have a strong identity, you can fit people into that. And Dan Campbell and Aaron Glenn have done a fantastic job of living that. I don't know that every coach can do that, but they have.
Number six.
The result, a hungry, rabid fan base that is finally getting some of what they've been desperate for so, so long. The environment in Detroit is going to be just absolutely electric. And that's going to make the pre-snap communication extraordinarily important for Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of just getting on the ball, getting set, not really just moping around. So we have time to see the defense, to see if we need to make a check, or, you know, we need to communicate protection and stuff like that. So it kind of just goes with our urgency and how we approach the line of scrimmage each and every play.
The other thing that I think is interesting is Washington plays this no huddle basically all the time, which forces a lot of communication for defenses as well, not in a huddle. So it's a lot of hand signals, it's a lot of talking, and Washington, that's their normal. But just because you're not going fast, the no huddle still requires a high level of communication, because, you know, when they're no huddle, Washington could snap it at any time. If they want to get on the ball, go, they can. But often they wait and kind of have the same timing as if they had gotten in a huddle. They're just communicating in a different way. They're used to doing that. I don't know how much, like, obviously there's plenty of communication that does happen, but because they're used to the hand signals and some of the other ways they communicate, okay. Detroit playing whisper down the lane, they're used to playing in their own home environment as well, and a pretty raucous crowd that knows, but typically that's when another team, they get a chance to huddle up and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's a very, very interesting part of this chess match as well. Of course, Jaden has a huge help in having Tyler Biadasz back. How important was that on Sunday, and will it be on Saturday night?
Extremely important. Just somebody I talk to daily about different looks that we see, whether that's run game protection, stuff like that. So just be able to be on the same page. So we see something we already know, like, hey, this is a look. Let's do this protection. Let's go here. Let's maybe flip this protection and go this way.
And for Jaden, playing in a loud, raucous environment is nothing new. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff from college that doesn't really roll over to the NFL. You're not going to get a whole lot more raucous and loud than Saturday night in Tuscaloosa or the Swamp or some of these other SEC environments. So is that something that Jaden, like, innately was able to deal with from day one in some of those environments, or is this something he learned how to manage over time?
I think you kind of just get used to it, but obviously it's something new to me, and I heard Detroit is very electric, so I'm excited for them, for their fans to come out and bring some juice, because I know it's a very passionate fan base, and obviously rightfully so with the team that they're having. So I know it's going to be loud in there. So, you know, we got to go out there and be prepared, ready for the crowd noise.
Again, Saturday night, we'll have our pregame coverage all day Saturday on the Team 980. So if you're driving around getting ready for the game, make sure you lock us in either on your radio or on the free Odyssey app. When we get back here on the Hoffman Show, we haven't had a chance through 2+ days to take a look back at the rest of the games in the NFL from the weekend. So a quick look around the NFL next, and then real things to wrap us up here on the Team 980.